Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Just real quick, we're going to get started in about 7 or 8 minutes, but we have a lot of people still coming in out of the halls. If you can make sure there's no seats in between you and your neighbors, we just want to be able to fit as many people in here as we can before we have to open up an overflow room. So please do that now, and we'll get started in a few minutes. Thank you.
lights, please? And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Teach you a new song. It's called What a Glorious Night. Here we go.
The shepherds came to see the baby soon by his mother's side. Here lay the Savior inside a manger. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Here we go.
Two, three. I hear the angels singing. Hallelujah. Let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Yeah. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds wondered, they couldn't hide it, told everyone in sight. All were amazed when they heard how God came down on this glorious night. God came down on this glorious night. I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. Love has come. Sing it out. Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ is born. Glorious, glorious. What a glorious night. Glorious. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. I hear the angels singing, Hallelujah, let the earth receive her King. I know that love has come. Sing it out, Jesus Christ is born. Jesus Christ. Star is shining in the sky. Below in Bethlehem, the King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
can have a seat. Well, I just want to say good afternoon again to everyone and want to wish every single one of you tonight a very Merry Christmas. My boys this morning got up early and I was still in bed, but I heard them downstairs. My six-year-old said at the top of his lungs, "Christmas is here." And my three-year-old followed. He does everything his older brother does. And he said, "It's Christmas time." And then they both did one of these. They went, "Yeah." So I woke up to that this morning. You know, it's awesome because they've been looking forward to this day and tomorrow the entire month of December. Christmas for kids is such a magical, awesome time. And so I'm so glad that we're all here together as we recapture the wonder of Christmas and celebrate the birth of our Savior. Every Christmas Eve, we take a Christmas Eve offering, a special offering that goes in its entirety to Simply Love Lincoln. We partner with some amazing organizations all across this city that help meet very practical needs for the people in our community. And so we thought it's only fitting on the night when we're celebrating the greatest gift ever given to the world that we, in return, give a gift back. So that's what our offering goes to tonight. And so I want to invite the ushers to come forward. And before we pray, let's take a look at this. Let's pray together. Father, we are so grateful to be here this afternoon together to celebrate the greatest gift ever given to the world. And it's our privilege to do so. Lord, we have been so incredibly blessed. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son Jesus into this world, into the mess of this world, and providing a way for hope and salvation. It's easy to see what a broken and hurting world we live in. All we have to do is flip on the news for a few moments and we see that. But thank you, Jesus, that because you came to this earth, that in the midst of the chaos and the brokenness and the pain and struggle, there is a way for peace and joy and hope. And that's in you. We know that Jesus, as a baby in a manger, isn't the end of the story. That you would go on to live a sinless life. And that one day you would die on a cross, carrying my sin and our sins and the sins of the world. And that 3 days later you would rise again from the dead, conquering sin and death, and inviting us all into this awesome hope and salvation that we can experience. Lord, there's nothing we can do to earn our salvation, but you have given it to us freely as a gift of your grace. And so we are so grateful for that today. As we celebrate this amazing gift, it seems only fitting that we give a gift in return. And we pray that you would bless the offering, bless what we give, and use it to continue to meet the needs in this awesome city of Lincoln that we get to be a part of. And thank you that we can give back. We pray this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all of the stories are telling one big story. The story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them. At the center of the story, there is a baby. Every story in the Bible whispers his name. He is like the missing piece in the puzzle, the piece that makes all the other pieces fit together, and suddenly you see a beautiful picture. And this is no ordinary baby. This is the child upon whom everything would depend. This is the child who would one day, but wait. Our story starts where all good stories start, right at the very beginning.
You're all wandering away from me, and now you're lost. You can't find your way back. You've been stumbling around like people in a dark room. But into the darkness, a bright light will shine. It will chase away all the shadows like sunshine. A little baby will be born, a royal son. His name will be Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us. Yes, someone is going to come and rescue you, but he won't be who anyone expects. Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people. But how would he come? What would he look like? What would he do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. But the earth held its breath. And when no one was looking, in the darkness, he came.
Once upon a time, in a town called Nazareth, lived an ordinary girl. Mary was her name, and she was engaged to Joseph the carpenter. And suddenly an angel came, said, "You will have a baby boy, but don't be afraid. God is with you, just call him Jesus, Savior, Son of God, the King of Kings. Our salvation has a name. Oh, Jesus, Savior, precious Lord of everything. Our whole world's about to change." Mary was confused. Joseph was too. He thought, how could this be? 'Cause we're not married yet. And even if this is some miracle, why would he choose you and me? Then in a dream an angel came, said, "Joseph, you should marry Mary. But don't be afraid. This child's a very son of God. He is Savior, Son of God, the King of Kings. Our salvation has a name. Oh, Jesus, Savior, precious Lord of everything. And my whole world's about to change. And it will never be the same." Has a name. It is Jesus, Savior, precious Lord of everything, and my whole world's about to change. It will never be the same. Our whole world's about to change.
There was a young girl named Mary who was engaged to a man named Joseph. One day, Mary was minding her own business when suddenly a great warrior of light appeared right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel, and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said, and he laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes filled with tears. "You are going to have a baby, a little boy. You will call him Jesus. He is God's own son. He is the one. He is the rescuer, the God who flung planets into space and kept them whirling around and around, the God who made the universe with just a word, the one who could do anything at all. was making himself small and coming down as a baby. So Mary trusted God. She believed him. "I am God's servant," she said. "Whatever God says, I will do."
Inside me cries for order. Everything inside me wants to hide. Is this shadow an angel or a warrior? If God is pleased with me, why am I so terrified? Someone tell me I am only dreaming. Somehow help me see with heaven's eyes. And before my head agrees, my heart is on its knees. Holy is he, blessed am I. Be born in me, be just a girl, nothing
Sure enough, it was just as the angel had said. 9 months later, Mary was almost ready to have her baby. Now, Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town that King David was from. But when they reached the town, every bed was taken. "Go away," the innkeeper told them. "There isn't any place for you." Where would they stay? Soon, Mary's baby would come. They couldn't find anywhere except a stable. So they stayed where the cows and donkeys and horses stayed. And there, in the stable, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world was born, God's baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. They gazed in wonder at God's great gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God has come to live with us. Because, of course, he had.
Let's stand and sing this together.
God was like a new daddy. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He had waited all these long years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. He was going to send a big choir of angels to sing his happy news to the world. He's here. He's come. Go and see him, my little boy. Where would you send a splendid choir? A big concert hall, or maybe a palace? God sent his choir to a little hillside outside a tiny town in the middle of the night. He sent all those angels to sing for a raggedy bunch of shepherds who were watching their sheep outside of Bethlehem. That night, the shepherds were out in the dark field watching their sheep. Maybe they were sitting around a fire, or maybe they were talking, or maybe just looking at the stars that God had put in the sky. Suddenly, standing in front of them was a huge warrior of light, blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid of me," the bright shining man said. "I haven't come to hurt you. I've come to bring you happy news for everyone, everywhere. Today, in David's town, Bethlehem, God's son has been born. You can go and see him. He is sleeping in a manger." Behind the angel, they saw a cloud. No, it wasn't a cloud. It was troops and troops and troops of angels armed with light, and they were singing a beautiful song. Glory to God. To God be fame and honor and all our hoorays.
Why till he appeared and the soul fell. chains shall he break. The slave runs free again, and in his name all oppression shall cease. So rejoice, rejoice.
Excelsis Deo.
sing Hark the Herald. Here we go.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the joy of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born.
Suddenly, the angels were all gone, and it was dark again and quiet. And the shepherds looked at each other. Then they jumped up, stamped out their fire, left their sheep, raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down the narrow cobble streets, through a courtyard, past an inn, around a corner, through a hedge, until at last they reached a stable. The shepherds caught their breath. Then quietly, they tiptoed inside. They knelt on the dirt floor. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here, heaven's son, the maker of the stars, a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. This baby would be like a bright star, a light to light up the whole world, chasing away the darkness, helping people to see. And the darker the night got, the brighter the light would shine.
Waits for a miracle. The heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come.
baby's cry is the sound of a love coming down, come down, Emmanuel. Oh, he is a song for the suffering. He is Messiah, the Prince of Peace has come. He has come, Emmanuel.
Let's all stand together and sing.
Christ the
have a seat.
Several years ago, Patty and I were rummaging around in a junkyard in Missouri. And on the porch, there was a box full of rusty old things. One of the things was this old padlock from about 1905. I thought it was kind of neat. I think I paid a dollar for it. But then I got to thinking, what would it be like if I actually found the key and could open it? Thus, the quest began. Anytime we went to an antique store, a junkyard, a flea market, Brian took his lock and tried key after key after key. Now, people laughed at me. People rolled their eyes at me, wondered about me. But then there was this glorious moment. Walnut, Iowa, annual junk fest. Patty was quite a ways ahead of me, perhaps separating herself from me for obvious reasons. And I was rummaging through a box of keys, and what do you know? I stuck one in, and hallelujah, it popped open. Now, I didn't exactly discover the mystery of life, but it was a moment. Seems to me we don't have many of those moments anymore. It used to be life was a mystery. It was an adventure. You just never knew. Used to be when you take a trip, you'd actually get a paper map and you'd try and figure out where you're going. And maybe in the process, you'd learn something about you and your wife that you don't see the map quite the same way. And perhaps you'd get lost a time or two and figure out where you are and how to get back. But there was a sense of mystery and adventure to all that. Now you push a couple buttons and a female voice comes out of a box and tells you every step to take so you won't get lost. It used to be if you didn't know the answer, that meant you might have to actually think about something. You might have to figure out where do I go to find the answer and do some research. It might actually take an hour. It might take days, it might take weeks, but there was this moment of discovery, this aha moment when you finally figured it out. We don't have those moments anymore. It takes 30 seconds. You Google it up and there you go. And what we have is the answer. But what we've lost is the journey, the sense of adventure, the mystery, and the wonder of not knowing. Years ago, G.K. Chesterton said, "The world will never starve for want of wonders, just for want of wonder." That seems to describe our culture quite well. We think now we know everything, so we no longer have a will to wonder. And what is lost in that? I would suggest to you that we were created for adventure. We were created for mystery and wonder. Our souls long for that mystery and wonder and majesty, the pursuit of what God has made. The ultimate pursuit is the mystery and the wonder of God Himself. Our souls feel that when we're bored, when life is ordinary and mundane. And there's something deep inside of us that says we were made for something more than this. God is the ultimate mystery. There's not an app for God. You can't just Google up God. No internet could fully describe God. He's unlimited. He's majestic. He's mysterious. And I wonder about God all the time. I wonder how could it be that God was eternal? That before there was anything, there was God. And there was never a time where there was no God. He's been forever. I can say those words, but I don't even quite know what that means. I can't even process the wonder of what I'm saying. I wonder about a God who could create the vastness of the universe as simply as we say good morning or Merry Christmas. I wonder of a God who this very day is as present around the world as he is here in this moment. How could it be that God could be equally present with our brothers and sisters in India and China as he is with us here tonight? How can that be? And I wonder that God could be so all-knowing that he knows every single person in this room tonight by name. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows your story. He knows your fear. He knows your anxiety. He knows your joy. He knows your pain. He knows everything about you. The Bible says that God knows the very number of hairs on your head, which for some of us, that isn't so impressive anymore. But how could it be that God would know every one of us in that way? And the wonder of wonders, that the God who created the universe, who has always been, the God who is everywhere present at the same time, the God who knows everything, somehow, some way, took on human flesh and entered into the womb of a young Jewish virgin to be born the Savior of the world. How could that be? How could it be that the God of the universe would allow himself ultimately to be mocked, to be beaten, and to be nailed to a cross, to die a death he didn't deserve in order to pay for your sin and mine, in order to hold us up and present us in the heavenlies as a trophy of his grace? And all of that he offers to us freely as a gift. And I wonder, how could God do that? And almost every day, I find myself wondering, what is it like on the other side? What is it like in a world with no more pain, with no more sorrow, with no more fear, no more tragedy? What is it like? This summer in August, I stood by the bedside and watched my mom go from this world to the world to come, something she has wanted for several years. As a pastor, I've seen that moment many times, but I never get used to it. 1 second, someone is breathing in the stale air of this earth, and the next second, they are breathing the celestial air of heaven in the presence of Jesus. And I wonder, what is that like? What is that like? It's a reminder that the prophet Isaiah said that the one who would come, his name would be called Wonderful. Merry Christmas, everyone.
sing.
Oh, come let us adore Him. Oh, come let us adore Him. Oh, come let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Oh, hear the angel voices sing, come.
Thanks for being here this evening, you guys. Have a very Merry Christmas.